Yes.
Good morning. Welcome to this practical day. On a Sunday, we are going to work. This is crazy. We should relax and have our free time. This would be possibly more meaningful, but maybe this is an exceptional day and we have the opportunity to step into the dimensions of existence and get into touch with some basics which we can use personally in our relationships with our friends and partners and families and professionally. So this may be an add-on for those who work as counselors or psychotherapists. And I always liked, when I was a student, when I was at the beginning or during my professional life, to have short seminars to learn something from all different types of psychotherapy. And this is so inspiring, and I could add this or that selectively, not everything, but this is something how we can expand our knowledge and our skills. But we do this, of course, much more profoundly in our trainings. What I'm giving here in one day is the theme of 2 years of basic training in existential analysis, where we not only reflect the bit of philosophy, practical application, but also work on ourselves on the level of self-experience. That because especially in a phenomenological approach, in an existential approach, it is important that we do not apply techniques in a distant way, but that we are personally present, that we offer an encounter, that we are open, that we can receive the clients, the patients with their difficulties, with their pain, with their personality disorders, and they are sometimes very hard to bear, to endure with their difficulties and their way of interacting in a, I would say, pathological, because very hurting way, in a way where they are not even themselves happy about acting that way. And the therapist and the counselor must be strong enough to face it, to take it, to be with it, and to offer one's own being to that what the client and the patient is producing, is applying. They can only act in their way of feeling and experiencing. They cannot act normally or calmly, then they wouldn't be clients or patients. But they have this difficulty, and this difficulty is in their bones, in their muscles, it is embodied, it is in their psyche. They feel it that way, they suffer from it, but they cannot step out, and they need somebody who is encountering them and who is maintaining in maintaining the calmness, is residing, dwelling in himself, herself, so that by on out of this basis they can show as a role model how to deal with oneself. The way how the therapist or the counselor deals with their clients is the role model how they should learn how to deal with themselves. We in existential analysis, in this phenomenological approach, are looking at that. We understand our presence and our dealing with our clients in that way, that we interact with them personally, not psychodynamically, not by facades, not by techniques. We sometimes apply a technique or a method for treating a special difficulty where we need some tools to break up the closed doors, or to open to make a breach into something that new life can come in. But in general, our attitude is to be ourselves in the presence of our clients. And they are welcomed, they are allowed to behave as they feel, the way to be as they are, and to show their suffering, their problems, their pain. And we first accept it, we first take it, and give them, let them, give them the knowledge that they may be as they are. They are accepted and welcomed, also they behave in a difficult way, they are so depressive or full of anger or anxiety or react in a borderline strength type which is so hard to withhold and to hold on. Therefore, our training is primarily an education of one's own personality, because the main tool in counseling and psychotherapy is not any technique, any method. The main tool is the personality of the psychotherapist, of the counselor. And this personality must be trained. The cognitive knowledge is not even secondary, it's tertiary, or not even later, maybe. It's good to be intelligent, of course, and to know something. But for establishing a therapeutic relationship, a counseling relationship, the knowledge doesn't help us. We must be who we are. Otherwise, it's not a true relationship. And when we don't have a true relationship, it is not a therapeutic relationship. And this is specific for humanistic psychology, that we try to be authentically ourselves, as Carl Rogers described it so perfectly. Or in Gestalt, they also try to encounter, and in existential analysis. And the phenomenological attitude means phenomenology, what a terrific word, a philosophical word from Greek, ancient Greek. Phenomenology means what appears. We let it appear, we let it come. This is the most basic description, just to give a hint. We look at how is it reaching me? What is the impact? What impression do I get? What is my subjective impression of the client or the patient? This is the basic attitude in all phenomenological approaches. So we are subjectively dealing with our clients and patients. And we are not going to explain them why they behave that way, how it is connected with the childhood, and how it is connected with their expectations. Later, at the beginning, we do not explain. At the beginning, we try to understand. To understand means I can feel what moves you. I can see the value which is so important for you that you behave that way. I can understand your aggression because I can feel how difficult it is for you in the presence of your partner when the partner starts speaking to you in this way again and is evaluating you, etc., that you feel so odd, so small, like a child. And in your childhood you had already similar experiences which are still vivid, which are still living in you, and now you experience the same, and now I can understand that it is so difficult for you because it is still burning, this pain in you, and it is reactivated in this actual situation. So it is a double pain, the childhood pain and the actual pain, and I can understand it. And out from understanding, it is much easier to come to cognitive explanations, to connect it with knowledge, etc. But the basis must be this being present, personally present, and that means not cognitive presence primarily, but primarily presence with one's heart, with one's feelings, with this openness in which I allow myself to get the same feelings that the patient has, the client has. This is not so easy. I allow myself that I start to feel your pain. In existential analysis, this is basic to come close to the client or patient. That I do not want to be, to keep myself in a distance and not being touched personally. In the contrary, I open myself. This is phenomenology. I open myself to let happen, to take part, to share, to be with the client and to feel what he or she feels. Of course, there is a difference. I don't have to live with them. I do it for an hour. This is much easier than to live with it all the time. Therefore, it's easier to endure, to bear. But even for an hour, it can be quite difficult. Especially when I have some similar experiences in my biography. This can trigger my former pain. And then I start to treat the patient or client for preserving my heart, my feelings, from what they feel. And this is more counter-transference than psychotherapy. But how can we train counselors and psychotherapists in a way that they are able to do that? This is the big, great question in all training. And it is especially challenging and an approach which is not based on techniques like CBT or psychoanalysis is much more technical in the procedure, human or even systemic therapy. And systemic therapy is maybe closer to the humanistic approach. The humanistic approach works with personal encounter, with personal dialogue, works mainly with the presence of the therapist. And EA, especially, is bringing it into the point or lifting it up so much that we say not just dialogue, but dialogue in Rogerian movement, you must be authentic as a therapist and have unconditional regard to the client, etc. This is very basic, we totally agree with that. But we go even maybe a bit further and say, and open your heart and let your, allow the client or patient to have an impact upon you, to act upon you, and you look at your feelings. And out of this, give an authentic, personal answer, description of what is going on in you, so that the client can see how, what it is, the effect of their behavior on other people and how it works within oneself and what we perceive essentially. because phenomenology comes to the result that the understanding comes to the result of an understanding, but understanding on a phenomenological basis means to have seen what is essential in this context, what is essential for this person, for in this situation. View of the essential is the shortest description of phenomenology. So this is our approach, and this is our handicap. This is, of course, much more difficult to learn than techniques with, along with guidelines. Also, psychoanalysis is also very difficult to support. The people have to be trained and they can support it. So we want to develop ourselves, to get to know ourselves, to see how we deal with the basics, the fundamentals of our existence, of our being oneself. And out of this, then we train, we learn methods and applications, and we train how to deal with the client and how we can work with them. The basic, this, therefore we need 2 years for this, what we do in 1 day today. We are quicker today, but of course not, we cannot go so much in depth. And then we have 2 years for the specific treatment of disorders like anxiety, depression, addiction. This is the backside, the background, or the other side of the normal, healthy functioning of the human being. When we are blocked in one of these dimensions, then we develop symptoms. We are not in a fluid dialogue with the world and ourselves. To develop this basic capacity for psychotherapy and encounter and understanding, we must develop a good inner dialogue, a dialogue with ourselves. We understand our being there in a double way. We are living in 2 worlds. I, as a person, am connected with the outer world and the inner world. Which is given to me through the 5 senses, or maybe 6. And I'm in a constant dialogue with myself, looking at what is it saying within me to what I experience in the outer world. This inner dialogue, this is the foundation for being able to have a real, productive, fruitful outer dialogue. And therefore we see in existential analysis the main goal for psychotherapy, to help people to develop a good inner dialogue. Without good inner dialogue, we do not have the basic tool to lead a healthy life and a fulfilling life. We must speak with ourselves. Be in contact, in talk, feel what is going on, and speak with myself inwardly. We are. This is now our basis here. Yeah, sorry for the interruption. Let us practice this for 1 minute, right now. I heard, you all heard what I was telling you. And even I heard what I was saying to you. How is this impacting me? What is that moving within me? I may have a feeling of, is this important? Or I may have a feeling of rejection. This sounds quite stupid. Or I may have a feeling like, this sounds to me very natural. This is, of course, this is obvious. This is what I do all the time. I may have a feeling of being touched and saying, like, well, this is inspiring me somehow. I could do that a bit more often. I could practice it, or I even should, or it's so good to hear that it brings me back to something what I lost. Also, you know, this is inner dialogue. It is different in each of us. But it is so important. It is more as important as what I told you. Because with this inner dialogue, you are going to appropriate, to connect, to bring it into your existence, into your life, what you heard. You make it personal. You make it yours. And it is so important that we live our life, not a prescribed life, not a demanded life. Our life, which comes from the inside, from within me, where I can feel, this is me. Can you be yourself? Can I be myself now? This is what I heard. In principle, this is the same what we do with our clients. We listen to the client and start the inner dialogue. And this dialogue is tracing, giving, or opening the path for the counseling, for the therapy. So, this is a short introduction to our practice, which starts with my being myself, in our approach, of course. There are other approaches. People who prefer more a technical work, they will have a bit of a hard time in EA, and maybe they can work better with other tools than EA or other approaches. So it's also important that we find the right ground where we can stay and grow and develop best. Not everyone is in the right place in existential analysis. But with this approach, I will lead a more personal life also in my private life. And this approach is, of course, makes the profession very interesting. I'm working since almost 40 years with patients and clients, and it is still interesting for me every day. I know anxieties, hundreds. I could describe the symptoms and the problems what they have often better than the patients can do. They have it for the first time. I hear it for a hundredth time. So I know it. But this would be bothering, of course, if I did not say 567th time. Okay. I have to let them speak, etc. But I have colleagues who told me that they stopped doing psychotherapy because it's so bothering. Now they come into that problem with their parents, and I know this resistance comes up, and I know it will last at least 7 weeks. and we will for seven weeks we will work on these resources. So. No, this is the anxiety is not interesting for me. For me, it's interesting how this person experiences the anxiety, deals with it, thinks about it, speaks about it, and where I can get a little door which is a little bit open to enter into his or her way of experiencing and feeling, and how I can give them something or bring out something so that they can do a next step. And this is interesting. It's more interesting than a crossword. It's real life. And, you know, this is so fantastic. And then it also moves me when I see the pain, when I see how it is for me, I put it aside, but then what I perceive from the other, and how skilled I am, how well I can do my apply my helping. This is interesting every day. And so it's fantastic to be a psychotherapist because it is so enriching my own life that ultimately I should pay my clients. Yeah. Yesterday we spoke about the main focus of the existential analytical approach, which is to activate the personal freedom, which comes ashore by the term of inner consent. In inner consent, this is out of my freedom, my yes to what I do. This does not mean that I agree with whatever happens around me, or with my faith, etc. But it means that I have a yes to myself, and out of this inner connection to myself, and this inner agreement to myself, I start to work, to behave in this world. And so, inner consent is the focus. And we have seen that inner consent sometimes is not easy to reach, to get, and then we have to work on the basis of the inner consent, the four dimensions of existence. The world, the life, me as a person, and the context in which I am acting. Now, I would like to go to all these four fundamental dimensions of existence and to open the door for the practical work and to focus a pivotal point in each of these fundamental dimensions. The first dimension to come to a fulfilling life is we have to deal to check reality. Existential life means to be really there in this ambience, surrounding, in this history, in this situation where my life takes place actually. And here I must adapt, live, know the processes, the laws, the ongoings, otherwise it could become dangerous and I could be killed if I cannot move, I do not know how to move on the street in London, I will be killed by the cars. So it is dangerous, this world, and we have to protect our life and so. And now, what can we do to come closer to this world? So we start with, or this dimension has to deal with my being. And in each dimension of existence, we have a fundamental understanding of the dimension. the fundamental question, the fundamental existential question of connected with my being there is, I am there, I'm here, but can I be there? Can I means there is a space open. What is needed from me? Many things are fixed in our life. The house is stable, it is there. The family in which I am born or in which I live is there. These are givens. But do they allow me to be? Can I really be under these circumstances? This is the basic, the ultimate question of the connection with this world. For me as an existential being, the question is, okay, it's there, but can I be with that? Can I be with a partner who is not faithful? Can I be with my heart attacks? Can I be with my cancer? Can I be with my child which suffers so often from asthma and doesn't sleep in the night? Can I be having so little money? Can I be with my biography, with my pains of my childhood? Do they allow me to be? Do they give me enough space? Do I feel safe enough? Do I feel strong enough? Do I feel that I have the skills and the capacity to do what is intelligent, good, fruitful, successful? Or I am going to repeat still in a stereotypical manner again and again my shouting, my phobic reactions, etc. And I often and again cannot do what I really want. And then I don't feel free when I cannot do what I want to do. When I don't have the capacity, when I feel blocked by the circumstances, by the experiences, then I'm not me. It will not lead to a fulfilling life. I may somehow survive, which is already a success. I'm sometimes really touched by people who just made it to survive under so difficult circumstances. So it doesn't mean to devalue it, but the achievement, but to look at, can we improve something? And this is our task, to make it a bit better. It need not be ideal, but then from day to day a bit better. This is the therapeutic attitude. From day to day, try to make it a little bit better. What can I do that I can be with my conditions under these circumstances? And here, there are many issues related to it. What gives me protection? How well am I protected? What gives me a space where I can be, etc.? What gives me support, which keeps me up, which holds me up, which gives me the strength, etc.? But one activity, a psychological personal activity, is very central to this. This is acceptance. When we cannot accept something, then we have, this is out from our, I take it out from our teaching, we can't develop it here, but just to make it practical, then it means, I cannot accept this. This doesn't let me be. Then I cannot be. When I cannot accept the infidelity of my partner, this means simply that this fact, it's so hard to be together with the partner. When I cannot accept the problem I have in the working situation, when I cannot accept my sleeping disorder, when I cannot accept my cancer, so many things, we are asked the existential question, coming out of, emerging from the situation, can you be with that? Can you live with that? In other words, can you accept it? Existentially, in an existential understanding, acceptance means simply this gesture. Okay, it is there. It's an ontological answer. It is a dealing with ontology, with the being. This is there. This is my reality, or better, more philosophically, this is my actuality. It is there. And I apply a great activity. I say yes to the fact that this is there. That I have this problem first. That I get a nice compliment. That somebody loves me. Or that I love somebody. It's not always easy to accept that when I'm in another relationship and I start loving another person. Yeah. Anxiety comes up. Can I be with this when the reality, my actuality changes in such a way? Can I be, survive, really be, safely be with that? Or what is going on to happen? So, to accept means to let be. To let be is ultimately an unconscious decision. This is something what I do out of my freedom. I don't have to. I do it because I intuitively feel I can let it be. I can say, yes, it is there. These are my circumstances now. And so I can let it be because I can also be. Ontology, all is on the level of being. The being of the object, the being of the situation, and my own being. We are connecting being with being in acceptance. It's a great act. Sometimes situations are very difficult to bear and consume and cost a lot. Then we don't have the feeling of just accepting. It's too difficult. It's too heavy. It's such a load. In that case, acceptance remains still the question, but it subjectively converts into endurance. Endurance is also accepting, but it means that it is so heavy that it takes all my effort to just remain there, to just be there, and to not go away, to endure conflicts in a partnership, to endure a difficult boss, to endure a terrible headache, means I let it be. But it needs so much energy that I'm concentrated totally in, do I have the power? Until how long can I still be there And when comes the time that I cannot bear it any longer, and then fall apart or die or whatever, or it's over, I bear it, I endure it until the end. Endurance is an act, it's not resignation. It's the opposite of resignation. It's that what we still can do when we cannot do anything else. It's the last activity. Until dying, we can be, lead our life personally, on a personal level, by saying, I'm going to endure that. I want to remain on my place and not to cede, to remain. And I take all my effort to remain, because I still have a feeling it's good to remain there. When I don't have the feeling that it's good to remain there, I shouldn't endure it, and I should fight it, or I should go out. So, now we come to the practical. You are somehow tuned into this existential task now, acceptance. How well can I accept? How often do I have to deal with difficulties in accepting? What are things where I have a hard time to simply accept and to let it be? And why is it so difficult? Simply speaking, what is my experience with acceptance? How well? How much am I aware of this being a capacity, a free capacity? And how well am I trained in it? And when you can deal with that question for yourself, you have a tool in your hand to speak about this basic question with your clients and patients. The more we know about ourselves, because they are like we are, probably they have a bit more difficulties than I have now. But the grammar is the same. The problem is this big or that big. So it's good to study in the closest relationship, which we have the relationship to ourselves. Oh, it does not mean to judge, it means just to sort of, what do I know about my capacity of acceptance? Am I accepting too much? That is also a possibility. I accept I like being too much. Am I accepting too little? Am I too narrow? Too anxious? To prevent it? Am I well balanced? Do I have special difficulties in some area? How would that be for you to work on this in small groups of three people, two or three people, for 20 minutes? Is that okay? So choose your partner, it may be your neighbor, it may be somebody else with whom you have already eye contact or so in the group, and then in 20 minutes thank you. Julia.
Yes, I know, but can you say that there will be another?
Yeah. After 20 minutes, we have a collection of these of some questions, and then we go on with the second and the third and the fourth fundamental motivation during the whole day, and we will always give a short introduction and then work in small groups. Thank you.
I wanted to ask, is it better to work with somebody you don't know?
It doesn't matter.
Is it?
As you like.